What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. Hey everyone, it is the I Don't Get It podcast, and I just want to start this off real quick and get into my first I Don't Get It, which was hilariously demonstrated in front of my eyes as Lauren and I got something to
Not
eat before
even
the podcast
5 minutes ago.
But it was weird because I had it in my head to talk about, and then there she was demonstrating it. Okay, so it's morning foods. Now, guys, I used to be the person that would have, like, Chinese food as soon as I woke up, pizza as soon as I woke up, and now I cannot, and while I'm pregnant, I'm like, I don't really like many breakfast foods. Like, I do, like, pancakes and waffles are good, but they do nothing compared to, like, tacos and hot dogs and, like, grilled cheese and all that, but I have to, in my head, wait for that until 12. Mm-hmm. But then I saw Lauren in front of my eyes just take some leftover chicken tender cold out of the fridge and just eat it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, should I be like that right now? Why? Where did this switch over? Somewhere in my something year, I don't know. It's just like now I can't have anything but like a typical breakfast food until like noon.
Lauren, what do you, I feel like you have to follow that.
Well, I am always with you. Like, I don't understand. Hunter will make like a steak factor meal and it'll be like 9:30 in the morning. And I'm like, that's revolting. And
but like, why would, really? He just like,
he, no, there's,
he's no limits.
Does not care. He would make a taco, spaghetti, anything in the morning. I think it's disgusting. But he also isn't a coffee guy. So I drink my coffee until, and then I'll eat.
You're not hungry until,
when I'm, yeah, exactly. But today I woke up earlier than you. You woke up at 11.
Well, okay. They were very sweet to me. My mom and Lauren took Dawson from my bed at 9 and they took care of him for 2 hours and I got to sleep in. It was so lovely.
Yeah, so I woke up at 8:30, had 2 cups of coffee, and then it was 11:55 and we're about to start the podcast. Yeah. And I was like, I need just to eat something quickly and it's almost lunchtime. So that's why I decided to do it.
Close to lunchtime. Yeah, okay. So you normally wouldn't
do it. I would never
do
that. No.
11's like a crossover hour. First of all, the fact that you would even eat Chinese or
I had in
eating,
my life, like high school, so like high school, college, always just like, oh yeah, the leftover, the first thing.
So disgusting to me. And yeah, that's such a thing you do in your like 20s. I feel like that's like such a college thing you grow out of. Also, I think breakfast foods to me are supreme.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
Supreme
normally,
on the
like
actual
them, but
food chain, like a waffle or a pancake or a breakfast burrito or scrambled
eggs
and sausage and bacon or eggs Benedict or toast and butter. Like,
yeah,
all of that is better to me than anything you described for lunch. And then I thought a perfect compromise for you, Ashley, what I would prescribe you in this situation.
Wait, can I guess what you're going to do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Because this is what I've done. A BLT.
Oh no, but that is, to me, the BLT is the perfect lunch, but that is a perfect 11 o'clock meal.
Yeah.
I was going to say a breakfast burrito is so beloved because a burrito is enjoyed during lunch, but
that
a breakfast version of it. And then to take it a step further for you is something that they eat in Texas that really isn't a thing everywhere in the country, which should be. And I talk to my friend Jackie about this all the time because she grew up in Texas, is breakfast tacos. So like you don't really find breakfast tacos a lot of places. So I feel like you should make a taco in the morning so you get like that satisfaction and like
maybe I don't like eggs right now.
What about bacon though? You could put like bacon and potatoes in like a taco.
Okay, and bacon cheese? And potatoes, like, I can probably do.
That's still a breakfast taco. So good.
Okay, or like sausage with cheese and not do the eggs.
Exactly.
Going back to BLTs, it is the absolute perfect crossover meal. It is a breakfasty sandwich with the qualities of lunch. And
you can put it on a bagel.
You can put on a bagel, white bread. And you can also put it in a wrap if you want.
Yeah. And you feel kind of healthy eating it.
I know. I'm like, that bad. It's a long salad. It's basically a salad.
It's basically a cop salad. And you know what's hilarious is, remember when I lost all that weight in 2020 and I was working with a nutritionist? She was telling, her rules for me were the only things I needed to eat while I was trying to cut weight was
a protein,
a fat, and a carb.
Uh-huh.
And bacon is a protein and a fat.
Yeah.
And then, so to me, the BLT, whenever I would like be somewhere where there was nothing else to eat, like an airport, you know, I was like, oh, can I just have bacon, lettuce, and tomato on bread? Those are the three things I need to fulfill.
It's also, you don't need cheese. And I feel like if you don't incorporate cheese into your meal, I feel like you're automatically healthy.
I never eat cheese, like, unless I'm eating a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Jared was like, I asked him like to bring me back an Audrey's BLT a couple weeks ago, and he like came back and he was like, it's just so weird making somebody a BLT at 10:30. And I'm like, that's so weird. Cause Jared, is it really that weird to just put lettuce and tomato on a bacon sandwich?
Because you could do like, a bacon, egg and cheese with tomato on it. And that would be normal, right?
Yeah. Andrea, what do you, would you eat Chinese food and pizza in the morning?
I'm so annoying because I don't eat meat and I also don't eat breakfast most days.
Okay. Well, you're not annoying for that. Yeah.
That's not annoying. That's like pretty common, I think. A lot of people fast in the morning.
And first meal?
Like today it'll be after we record when we're done. I'll have something.
Yeah, that's me not pregnant. So yeah, I totally get that.
Can I now? So you're a vegetarian?
That's me not pregnant.
Are you a vegetarian?
Yeah,
not pregnant. I'm wondering, Andrea, are you a vegetarian because of like diet or because you love animals?
It's a little bit of, but it's not really diet, obviously, but it's more just like I feel better without it. And it does make me sad too when like I'm so obsessed with my dog and I feel like most animals are just kind of like a degree of dog.
Can I tell you
something sad that I learned this week is that like mink coats and mink things that they have to keep the mink alive as they skin it.
Lauren, shut the hell up.
Just so you guys know, don't wear mink stuff.
It's like if you think about any of it for a second,
why would they keep it alive as they
skin it? It's something with like keeping the fur and I don't really know. I don't know, but like I learned this and I double checked it and it's terrible.
Okay, well.
But
it's not like we don't really wear fur anyway. The problem is like Uggs, really. Really, Uggs are lambskin.
Lambskin. You guys know I have one vintage fur coat that I bought.
Yeah, I have one vintage fur coat too.
So long ago, Melrose Trading Post, which they told me is from the 70s and it's wolf fur. And the wolf, I think, had passed already.
Well, I don't know.
If they tell us that, then we're going to believe.
Well, he died peacefully in his sleep, surrounded by his loved ones.
Yes.
And I love wolf energy, so I needed that coat.
Remember when I remember when I bought mine, it was like $150 at an LA thrift store. And they were like, it's not as bad if it's thrifted.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I guess because we're like all recycling it. But like, it's.
Yeah, you're not contributing to like the people who are.
No one should be. I mean, I don't want to tell anyone what to do, but I feel like if you wanted to wear fur, you should buy vintage. You should just buy vintage in general.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's too many clothes in the world.
The other problem is then, like, really, is my BLT, like, that important? If I'm going to, like, not buy the mink coat, then, like, I probably shouldn't eat the BLT. It's like,
yeah. Remember when you stopped eating meat for a little?
Yeah, for 6 months after watching that. Blackfish.
I remember
And then
that.
I started again when it was COVID.
After Blackfish was what did it for you?
Isn't that interesting?
That's interesting that Blackfish was, like, it's the most incredible documentary. But that wouldn't make me stop eating meat. That would make me not go to SeaWorld.
Of course. Yes. I would never go to SeaWorld. Dawson's obsessed with Free Willy right now. He's seen Free Willy from start to finish at least
I'm
four
crying.
Times.
I know.
Andrea, yesterday, we all as a family, like me, my mom, Lauren, and my dad, watched Free Willy with Dawson last night. And what is very touching is this. You don't know that like a two-year-old that can't really speak very well is like understanding plot line. But it's incredible because I don't know if you guys remember the scene where Willy is he's like with the Coke bottles at night in the tank. And they hear somebody out in the ocean start crying. And then he starts crying. Mm. And then Jesse goes up on the ladder and sees that it's like his family out up there. Dawson at this moment and only at this moment in the movie. Oh, you didn't see this part last night. Oh, she went to CVS to get a medicine. He goes, I know.
Very specific.
And then he goes, he gets all excited and he goes, Mama back! Mama back!
Oh my God.
And it's just like, wow, that's incredible.
So amazing. It's so sweet.
Okay, so it's my month of organizing. It's a light organization, but it feels good. I'm like starting to feel like very together. And one of those was getting our finances are always like relatively organized, but there was a few things that I was like, I think that we have duplicates of that. So I went to Jared and my Rocket Money accounts. So he has one app and I have one app. You can merge them too as a couple. And I signed up to do that, but let's just get to the point here.
Yes.
Guys.
Wow.
We had three Peacock accounts and Jared himself had three Paramount Plus accounts. Like on his own Rocket Money. I was like, Jared, why aren't you checking your Rocket Money? Like, because I know he does, because he uses it for Audrey's. And I'm like, so you saw Paramount Plus times three and you haven't done anything about it? And he was like, this is just like his thing. Like he just like, this is like his weakness in life. It has to do with like passwords and like creating accounts and just like creating multiple accounts and then like not stopping it. But the worst part was that we had two YouTube TV accounts at $70 each.
Oh no.
Yes. YouTube TV. So because like Paramount was $5 or $6 times three. But the YouTube TV 70 times two. And it was both on his Rocket Money. So so we went through and we canceled our things and it was really nice because Rocket Money is so great because they will cancel your unwise subscriptions for you. Rocket Money, if you don't know after all this rambling, is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending. It helps you lower your bills so you can grow your savings. And listen to and it's not surprising. This stat is not surprising after what I encountered this week. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving its members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. And I think like $740. Yeah, it's probably what's going to like would come out to for us.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use and cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/get it. That's rocketmoney.com/get it. rocketmoney.com/get it. Speaking of amazing things and animals, this is an I don't get it from one of my clients who also gave me the I don't get it of the planes don't go backwards. Whenever she comes see me, she gives me an I don't get it. They're all fucking fire.
We love her then.
Marissa. So she said that the animals wombats, you know, wombats.
Yeah, of course.
They shit squares.
That is gross.
Cubes.
Stop.
Cubes.
We need to look
that's
up an
so
image.
So weird
right
and
now.
Geometric.
Yes.
Wait, that's we don't, so cool. Is there an asshole a cube?
So I don't know. I don't know what it is, but the point of them shitting cubes is so their poop doesn't like roll away and they can mark their territory so it stays put. Isn't that weird?
Super weird.
I don't. You're gonna hate it. I looked at the picture.
I don't want to look at it. I know it's gonna freak me out.
You gotta see it. It's gonna
it doesn't look like. It doesn't feel like something that should be found in nature.
Exactly.
But wait, before I go on, Naz, I do need to answer your question.
Hold on. The reason that wombat poop.
The reason that I stopped eating one second. The reason I stopped eating meat was because.
What? I'm sorry. I said wait. One thing at a time.
Okay, fine. I just didn't even need to think you needed to listen to this because it's just really.
Yeah. Actually, I will listen to it. But do you see?
Yes, I don't like it. It looks like little brownies.
Sign up for the Patreon, and you too can see what wombat poop looks like. Okay, what were you saying?
Yeah, no, I stopped eating meat after watching Blackfish because it's such a demonstration of how emotional animals are and how like their family unit and just like the way that they feel is so similar to us. Of course, orcas are on like the extreme end of that.
Yeah, it's but like elephants, orcas, right. Doggies. Yeah.
All right. That was a great I don't get it from your friend. Cool. All right, your client. The next on my agenda is the freaking term, and Lauren and I already discussed this last night, girlies. Oh, the girlies are doing it. The hot girlies are doing it. Oh, all the girlies. And I'm like, oh my God, I hate it. It's so annoying. And Lauren's like, yeah, it's us like dumbing down our like,
hey, girlies. Hobby. So.
Well, I just, all the girlies are doing it. Oh my God, I hate it.
First of all, I don't think there's anyone in my life that says that. So who?
No, not in real life. Okay, like nobody would say that in real life. It's all like it's all internet.
Okay, girlies. So what we're wearing is sambas. Sambas are a noose. Like whatever.
Is this on TikTok? Because you know I'm like not on it.
It's definitely TikTok language.
Oh, okay, yeah, I have not heard that. Yeah, that's annoying.
But you know when like there's a guy who like cheats on his girlfriend, and then the girl he cheated on with like reaches out to the girlfriend to let her know that she was cheated on. They call those hey girly texts. Because they're like, hey, girls, just letting you know.
Oh, hey, girly.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girly. Hey, girl. Boyfriend was blah. So it's like a hey, girly text is not a good text. It's like you're receiving very bad info.
Okay. Yeah. And then girlies are doing it, it sounds like somebody's trying to peer pressure me into doing it because, like, the girlies.
It sounds like a pyramid scheme. It's like, hey, girl, I know you want to make extra money. You know, they're never good texts. Yeah.
Yeah. The energy behind it is like, hey, I'm trying to do something nice for you, but this is not, you're not going
to
like this.
Yeah. 100%.
It's like when people say sweetie, you're not there yet.
Hey, girl is the new sweetie. Like people will text me. Hey, sweetie,
remember, I would get so pissed when girls in middle school would call me sweetie or baby. I found it so condescending.
It is condescending.
Hey, babe. Yeah, when girls would in middle school or high school, like specifically, because like they think that they're like,
you're a cool little enough. Girl. Like, I'm an adult and you're a little baby.
Yeah, like I have to teach you my wisdom. I have to impart my wisdom on you.
Hey, girl. So we're going out and you're not coming. So bad. When I get like, hey, girl,
it's usually like somebody asking you for something.
Yeah.
Right?
They're like, hey, girl, could we do another toner? Cause it's like this.
Hey, girl.
And I'm like, just say, I don't like the tone. Let's change it. Not, hey, girl.
Say, Lauren.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I would hate. What's another thing that you guys hate to be called?
Let me think. Hey, girl.
I don't know. But you know, I like hun when it's like from an older lady.
Hey, hun.
And hey, she calls me hun. That's cute. But you know what I find funny? And I'll say it because I don't care. Ben and I are so close. Ben, what? Like, calls Jess hun. And I'm like, Ben, you're 75,000 years old.
Yeah. He is, though.
Hun, he's literally hun.
Ben Higgins.
Like, she's 28 years old.
Ben Higgins is Uncle Sam. I'm convinced. Wait. Has anyone on this podcast ever been madamed?
Ma'am, madam.
Of course,
you've been ma'amed, which is what do you mean, ridiculous.
I think it happened once in my life, and I was really, like,
it happens it happens enough. It's been happening for a while.
What if someone regularly called me ma'am? I would not be okay in my insides. I would cringe. I think it was like a flight attendant said, "Ma'am, do you mind moving?" And I was like, "Do not call me ma'am." call me fucking girly over ma'am.
Yeah, I'd rather like, be girly.
Like, I'd rather
than
be
ma'am.
Like, hey, girly, move your back to the rail. Like, gladly. Yeah.
Well, what about miss? Like, I like miss, and I feel like you would call a girl a miss through like 30s.
Miss, I like being, I'll be a miss.
Yeah, miss is
I'm
sweet.
Into ma'am. Someone definitely said ma'am within the past 6 months, and I was like, well, here it goes. All you know downhill from here.
You know what's funny about you bringing up miss, Ashley, is I actually used to be offended, and I don't know if anyone my age felt this way, when I would fill that out on a doctor's form, on the SAT. I actually hated filling out miss because I would often feel less than because I wasn't a missus or whenever I checked single. And now I'm like, oh no, I'm 34. I love miss, please.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, well, there's a difference between miss, M-I-S-S, Ms. and Ms. versus missus.
Ms. is Ms.
What's
the Ms?
No. What's Ms.?
There's M-I-S-S, and then there's what's M-S. Ms? That's normally what'll come up, like,
oh,
if you're
like
the doctor.
M-S dot.
Or whatever. Ms. Yeah, yeah, M-S dot.
Oh, okay, let me sit with that for a second.
So a that's basically teachers, just, like, Ms. it could
Perez.
Be anyone.
Ew, ew,
you could
like
be any.
Ms.
You could,
Perez?
You could be, like, anything. Like you're, you but could be married. You could be.
Can
you could
I say
be,
something?
I feel I like that's only good for a teacher.
That's what I was
sorry.
Okay. You motherfucker! I was trying to say that for 10 minutes and then.
Yeah. You know why I'm they so like- mad at myself? Because my meditation this morning was on deep listening, and I set an intention to be a deep listener of this podcast, and I fucked up your moment. I failed.
A lot of teachers would choose to go by Ms. So like they didn't have like, oh, they're married. Oh, they're not married. And like have that connotation. So there's a lot of Mrs.
But yeah. Doesn't Ms. feel like we know that you're old and unmarried?
Yeah.
That's, I hate yeah. Ms.
That's why I said yeah, a Ms. Like is an old Ms. cat lady.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Because
yeah.
she's like, what are you?
I don't think Ms. is old cat. To me, Ms. is like substitute teacher. Like today we have Ms. Nelson coming in. And I'm only saying that because I'm thinking of Ms. Nelson Miss, is missing, which is one of my favorite children.
Yeah. Yeah. Ms. Hell yeah. Nelson Ms. sounds like a hot teacher. Ms. Nelson is yucky.
And then Mrs. It Nelson, Ms. Sal, Nelson. It could go in a whole bunch of different ways. She could be your like mid-30s teacher who is very nice and sweet. And like, and then she could also be your old lady teacher who's grouchy and wants to retire.
Support for today's episode comes from Jenny Kane Home. It's spring cleaning time. And as you guys know, we've been talking about the eclipse this episode. It is energy cleaning time. It is time to refresh your space. So not only do I like to journal and, really just meditate on what I want to leave behind and bring in. As you guys know, I really believe that objects carry a lot of energy. It's why when you clean out your closet, you feel so good. And so if you are in a spring cleaning mode and you want to bring new, fresh, renewed energy into your home, Jenny Kane Home is a California brand that you would be obsessed with. They have instant classics. Think like clean, effortless, totally refined, like luxurious bedroom linens. They have such good furniture. The coziest pillows. Oh my God, they're pillows. You have to try them, and they have throws that I love to have on my couch, not to mention the most incredible scented candles. And for a limited time, our listeners are going to get 15% off their order if you go to jennykane.com and use the code 15GETIT to get 15% off.
I think I just want to throw out every single item in my house that isn't Jenny Kane. I just want literally hardwood floors and a Jenny Kane couch, okay? So, or...
That would look really nice.
Honestly,
that would
look really so good. Nice.
It really would.
They also have Pacific dinnerware. It's a dinnerware collection, and it's very durable. It's perfect for everyday use, but then also will impress people when you have guests over. So find the perfect way to refresh your space at jennykane.com. And Mother's Day is just around the corner, so you can find the perfect gift to treat all the well-deserving moms and moms-to-be and mother figures in your life. So again, our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use 15GETIT at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at jennikayne.com and the promo code 15GETIT.
On the top, I think the perfect transition topic for this would be what I sent you guys last week, which was now that Sex and the City is available on Netflix,
oh, the Gen
a
Z
whole stuff. New yeah. generation so is now watching Sex and the City, and The Cut and The New Yorker so brilliantly interviewed. Everyone has to read this article who loves Sex and the City like we do. They interviewed members of the Gen Z generation to get their thoughts on what they think about Sex and the City. What did you guys think about the excerpt I sent you?
I need more. It's so, funny. It's really funny.
I need more. I want to watch, Gen Z watching it live, and then I would watch that. Kind of like Pillow Talk with 90 Day Fiancé, if you guys watch that. So funny. I mean, everyone just is like aware to Carrie's...
She seems so problematic.
Problematicisms. Yeah.
It's so true. The memes, like, were literally like Miranda will say something profound and then like she'll
Carrie's
be like,
God, but what like, about these fries?
It's like Miranda's literally like, I just don't understand like patriarchy in the workplace. And then Samantha's like, honey, there's no patriarchy in the bedroom. And then Charlotte's like, but when you get married, it can happen. And then Carrie's literally like, so Big didn't call me back. She breaks all train of thought.
That's very Lena Dunham, kind of. Very Hannah in Girls, though.
Yeah, Lauren should rewatch.
Girls. And Lauren was I turned it off after season two.
I'm scared of Girls. Girls is dark energy to me.
I felt icky.
Well, yeah. Yes, it was a lot of icky, but like a lot of that icky was very real.
Yeah.
It was real. I think that's what
that's
it was.
That's why. It's Sex too close city, to home. Too Sex close to home. Sex and the City was glammed.
Yeah, but that's what it was meant to do, and that's why it was so critically acclaimed.
There is... I can't continue talking or just pause, because there is this fucking TikTok that I need to play for you fucking guys, because it was Girls each character from Girls reaction to the eclipse, and it was so funny, and I don't even need to show it to you guys. I can just play
Pull it up, and just so you guys know, we are recording this the Monday before you're listening to it, and the eclipse is happening in 2 hours from now.
Yeah,
and I have lots to say about what I'm leaving.
But isn't
behind.
It different with like where you are to where we are? Am I dumb?
No, it's just a different time because in the United States we'll experience it at the same time.
I don't understand that.
I believe. Right, Andrea?
Yeah, it'll be the same time. It'll look different depending on where you are. But we'll all experience it at
like
the same
most
time.
Perfect
so you're
place
both right.
to see it is like Kentucky or something.
I'm not seeing it. I feel like this is not one. People are like wanting to see it, and I'm like, this is not one that you see. This is like a very intense eclipse. You should like be in your home and do nothing today and like journal about what you want to leave behind.
It was the earthquake. It wasn't the eclipse.
Oh, yeah, because there was an earthquake in New York.
It was in Jersey.
Jersey.
I'm so sorry. It did originate.
The
epicenter was in New Jersey.
Play it. Okay.
This is Girls' characters.
Really put a lot into perspective for me, and I think it should be making us all think about what we want in life. Especially you,
is that Marnie?
I was scared for 0.5 seconds, but then I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? The job market right now is terrible, and the economy is down the drain, and the weather's been really bad lately. So, fact that I right now. Fine. I know how this is going to sound. I'm just saying I think the earthquake was hard on specifically me because I have a phobia of being crushed under a large bookcase. Oh, we're still going on about this. That was 10 minutes ago. Do some ketamine, for Christ's sake. Honestly,
I thought that was amazing.
Oh my God, I forgot about Jenna.
She goes, I think it was particularly hard on me because I have a feeling making everything about her. And that's how I thought about
it.
Okay, that's funny. Okay. All right, so Naz, tell us about why you think this is so... You're not going to go look at it?
No, because I was watching... I was watching a news video about what Native American, because eclipses are really intense energetically, and this eclipse is in Aries, and I'm in Aries, and it's about what you want to leave behind and us coming into like new identities. And I feel like it's a good time to like reflect and be inside. This one just feels really intense because we had a lunar eclipse 2 weeks ago. So we're in an eclipse portal and there's Mercury retrograde. So there's just like crazy energy right now. So it's not, and the news thing I was watching was that Native Americans never, it's like such a powerful transit of energy, and their personal consciousness is raised, collective consciousness is raised, that they don't watch it either. So I'm gonna take a bath and stay.
I definitely don't want to watch it because I really don't want to risk going blind, even though like if I had the glasses, I probably wouldn't even look at it either.
Okay, so here's my issue. why does the eclipse moment make you go blind? Isn't it just the exact same, like, as just staring at the sun, which I know we don't do on a regular day?
Because it's going through like the moon as well, which is also a bright source. So it's like, poosh. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. So it's and just to clarify, I have watched eclipses in the past and I love space and I will. It's just this one I'm not going to.
If I could,
are you going to watch it?
I was planning on it.
Do you have glasses?
You got the glasses?
You have glasses,
who bought
right?
the glasses, Lauren?
Where are they?
I don't know. Somebody in our family Amazon account bought the glasses, and
we can't figure out who did it.
You got to see where it was delivered.
Ow! I just scratched my nose so bad. It's gonna bleed.
Why? Like, who scratches the inside of their nose is my question.
It's gonna bleed.
Why are you scratching the inside of your nose?
I feel like you went like this, and there's a hard booger, and it's scraped on the inside.
I feel like you're like Eugene from Hey Arnold.
It's gonna bleed.
Like a dweeb.
I think we're okay. Ow, it's bleeding.
Ew, you're so gross. I'm so tired of seeing Lauren's fingers by her nose.
It wasn't up it, though. Hold on.
What's the grossest thing Lauren's done that's grossed you out? Like, what's the grossest? And then I'm going to ask her the same about you.
Well, it's probably people that she slept with.
Over like just like mannerisms or like brushing teeth and stuff.
Very fair.
You're repulsed by her choice of the male species.
Just like it was not even repulsed, grossed out.
Like you feel it in your body.
I can't think of anything gross that you've done.
That's so sweet.
Probably the way she used to chew gum and then take it out and stretch it with her fingers.
And then she would put it back in.
Yeah. She would play with gum. I have a video of her squeezing gum and stretching it. It's disgusting.
I don't even know what age that would have been.
Literally most of your life.
I don't like chewing gum. I haven't liked chewing gum in a very long time.
Okay, so
haven't liked chewing gum in a very long time. Not pregnant me.
Not pregnant me.
Definitely
all me.
Not. All me.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There was a study done, speaking of siblings, there's a study done, I guess, that if you're an only child, you're like way more likely to get divorced.
Wait, really?
And the more siblings you have, the lesser chance of divorce you have because you're so used to cohabitating.
Do you consider Hunter an only child or a child with siblings? That's a great question. Well,
he has siblings because they were brought up in high school.
You're such a good journalist. Thanks. I would definitely say with a sibling because he had to deal so much with his brother that he was put in the backseat way more. So he's actually even more so equipped.
Wow. That sucks for only children.
I know. So we were thinking the only child we know is Ben Higgins.
Ben should be the title of this thing. But like that's not inferring.
No, it's not. But yeah, I'm trying to think of characteristics of only child.
We really should make Ben the title of this and start the podcast.
Freaking out.
It's gonna bleed.
It's gonna bleed. And people are like, what the fuck is this episode?
Ben has a very happy, healthy marriage.
I know. I'm just thinking of characteristics of only children.
Yes.
To this day, like whatever marketing team ABC hires for the marketing campaigns for the lead franchises, not Paradise.
Yeah.
They come up with the greatest marketing taglines for every person, every single one. I'm like, that is so good. I never hate one. But the best one ever was Ben's.
I know, the perfect Ben.
Instead it really of the was. Perfect was 10, it was the perfect just, Ben. It was the perfect Ben instead of the perfect 10.
But it like haunted like, him. He hated it.
I mean, yeah, imagine having to live up to that. That's horrible. I would never want someone to hold me up to that standard.
Yeah, but then Nick's fourth time's a charm. That was good.
I know. They were so good.
And then
what's another one? What was Joey's?
Colton had one. I don't even know if Joey had one.
No, Joey had one. It was love. It was probably love and tennis.
Matched.
Or
it match. Was like on yeah, the
game set match or something. Love set match.
Wait, we got to go through all of them real quick.
Yeah, they're so good.
What does he have to lose? Was Colton's
his virginity?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't even register.
Yeah. See.
Really? You didn't remember that?
No.
It was tagline.
Game, set, match.
Duo Chris Soules. Chris Soules was something.
It was like
it was good.
A farmer and a wife.
Farmer was.
Lauren, they're really good.
What? Not, farmer and a wife? Is
they're
it good?
They're not corny. No. They're actually good.
Expect turbulence.
No, that's not correct.
That was Jake's. That was
Jake's
good. That's
he
good.
Was, and what happened with him and what's her name?
Vienna.
Was the most turbulent scene in Bachelor.
Seriously? If I was more cognizant of Bachelor during that time, and if like social media was around, it would be all chickens with our heads cut off talking about
Lauren,
that.
Lauren, that was the first season I got introduced to in my sorority house, and I was like, this is the greatest show. Was good. Vienna and Jake's. I was like, holy, wait, what was Juan Pablo's?
Okay, wait, hold on. I'll get to Juan Pablo's in a second, but Chris Soules's was actually, they didn't have any, they couldn't come up with it, but I kind of like it.
No, they should have one.
Oh. No, it's this. Traditional, classic, all-American.
I mean,
I can't anymore. I mean,
straight
into
the point, but yeah, that's not as clever.
He looks really good in that picture.
Yeah, I remember that was the picture. I was like, I think I'm going to enjoy this.
Remember when whose wedding were we at? Oh, Jaden Tanner's, and we were all on the dance floor. I remember that's the greatest friend moment I had with Ashley, where before I lost weight and all the things that, you know, we think make us look pretty, Ashley was drunk and we were like, you know, when you're like new best friends, you're like, you have like a honeymoon phase with like new friends.
Yeah.
And Ashley was like, you're so pretty to me on the dance floor. And then Lauren, remember there was like energy between you and Chris, which is was it Jaden Tanner's wedding?
Yeah, it was Jaden Tanner's wedding. Have we talked about that?
No. People know.
We've said it, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, Chris's and then at Ben's wedding, I was into Chris. So I went from Ashley. To
I love
Lauren
it. Ashley, me. Lauren to Naz. Everybody
but I
needs
never.
A ride. Everybody needs a Crystal's moment because he is very.
Very
good looking.
We were like dancing, and then he like went outside, and I could have followed, and I just didn't. But I'm proud of that decision.
I just looked up Juan Pablo's tagline, just like I looked up everybody else's, and it doesn't come up with one. It doesn't even say it on his poster. It just says, it's okay. Oh, I got it. I found it. Fall in love this Wanuary. Remember they kept calling it Wanuary?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. I still like it's okay.
Okay. Changing.
What was Andy's? Wait, can we look at one Bachelorette one?
Yeah, Andy's. I just saw Andy's.
And Rachel's. Oh. Sorry.
Hold on.
Why can't I remember who Andy came from?
Andy came from Juan Pablo. Nick. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I said Nick, but I meant.
Okay, she's looking for the right Juan, it says, with Juan crossed out and saying Juan.
That's hilarious.
Oh, why did I think? I'm sorry, I can't remember anything these days. I thought that it's okay was Claire, was him and Claire. But
well,
it wasn't.
He probably
it was
said
Andy.
It's okay.
Well, he said
to
it to
too.
Everyone. Yeah. He said it to literally everyone. But it was like a language barrier. Thing.
I love fucking you. Yeah, I don't know.
I can't believe he said that.
I don't know if I really. I don't love you, but I love fucking you.
That is he said that to Claire.
Honestly,
I
would take it. Honestly, I'll take it.
I want to rewatch that.
I really like you. I don't love you, but I love fucking you.
Guys, it's horrible.
You guys,
we can only laugh because
fantastic.
We can only laugh because
TV.
Claire is happy now.
Happy, yeah. Yes.
And it's not mean. Okay, well, before we end this podcast.
No. Yeah, I have like one more topic of conversation, if you don't mind.
Cool. And then, of course, I never mind. And I have to share a story about the young man. But what were you going to say?
Okay, well, I was just going to talk about the conjoined twins getting married, if you guys wanted to go through that.
Oh, yes. I don't have any thoughts.
No thoughts. Lauren, no. Do you have thoughts?
I mean, I looked at that and I thought about it for a good hour. And,
well, I think for me, it was like, if someone can marry two together, someone will marry me.
Marry me.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the tagline was like all week long was like, if this could happen, it could happen.
How
with
can
me.
And I say that one?
Because, well, I say that because marrying me is like marrying three people probably. Mm.
Okay. Yeah. Don't worry. These girls are like really, they seem like very confident.
I watched their show on TLC when it was
they
on.
They have a show?
Yeah. It was over 10 years ago. It was very interesting. And they're teachers.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, do you get paid as two people or one people?
Wasn't it one person?
They got paid as one person.
And then like they split that.
That's bad.
That's, I think that's messed up because there's two brains.
Two brains. But when you think of like paying for your life, like they just need one mortgage, they need one set of clothes, they need one their food. Do they share a stomach?
I wanted to tell you guys. Okay,
wait, they share a stomach?
Because you can go anywhere for thoughts about like the guy deciding to marry somebody, you know, blah blah blah, and like how does the sex work? They share. This is where it happens. Okay, they have the two heads, the necks, blah, blah, blah. They have two
hearts.
Two hearts. And then they have two stomachs, okay? But at the stomach is when things start to get together. Yeah. They have one bloodstream. Obviously, that makes sense. They have one small intestine, one large intestine, one reproductive system, and then two legs. So, like, when the food starts to go into the intestines, that's when they start merging.
Right. So they can't really eat.
So question would be like, if you guys were stuck together, that'd be perfect because you like the same foods. It would actually, you'd be eating chicken tenders at 10:30 a.m. But what, do they have the same taste in food, like food cravings?
Probably not because like their brains are different. So I'm assuming they're going to have different cravings.
Oh, but it doesn't matter because they don't have the same mouth. I don't even know why I asked that.
Yeah,
it's
so their tongue is going to be different.
Yeah, so they're just pooping out. Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's great.
But I'm sure that one is like, if you're drinking, so say like one wants to get drunk, the other one's immediately going to get drunk because the same bloodstream.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So we got to be like, do you want to take ketamine right now? And the other one has to agree.
Yeah. Or do you want to have sex right now? Are you horny? So, but they're both horny.
So this is my question because I don't want to talk about
tired?
I feel bad, you know, talking about their sex life. But this is where I think it's like actually just scientific and interesting.
I don't think we should feel bad. I think they're like normal and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's when you feel bad that they probably don't like people like
they probably
be pitied. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're normal.
So they have one vagina, but they have two brains. So do you think that, like, the orgasm,
is it a brain thing? Is it the brain thing that make you horny, or is it your actual, like...
Yeah, can one be turned on while the other one's not turned on?
I'm sure, because...
But then you have
two different brains, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, like, so they're two completely different people, which means it could be into two totally different things.
But you're going to feel your vagina throbbing.
Yeah, you're going to feel
it. But you may not mentally be thinking of anything sexual. So, like, if you feel your...
Yeah,
stuff down there.
Like
and you
when
don't
I
think
watch
anything,
you can just kind of like ignore it.
Yeah. Yes, they're like, probably, what are you thinking about?
Yeah.
I would kind of love that. I'd randomly feeling very horny at different hours.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know, I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
All right, Naz, nice. Tell us about your dinner date.
Wait, before we go into it, there's some context.
Yes.
I cannot believe that my date was like the movie Before Sunrise. Have you guys seen that film? I had never seen it.
Before Sunrise, After Sunset, all that.
Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, and Before Midnight with Ethan Hawke.
I've seen them all.
Holy shit, you guys. I had never seen them. And they're incredible. They're all certified fresh. Before Sunrise, the first one is 100% certified fresh on the tomato meter. All directed by Richard Linklater, who is a master with making movies that have to do with the passage of time. He directed Boyhood. Oh, these so three films were all filmed with the same actors. Ethan Hawke, Julie Delpy are the leads.
Within like 9 years right?
apart.
Yeah. And Ethan Hawke was also in Boyhood, right?
He did like 20 years apart with that, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so. So what's isn't that it crazy? So they did Before Sunrise and then 9 years later. And in the movie, they did Before Sunset, and that takes place 9 years later. And then they did Before Midnight. And what a fucking ride. And they just don't make rom-coms like this anymore. And I'm like, why isn't this ever spoken about in the pantheon of rom-coms? Because they're so critically acclaimed.
I wouldn't call it a rom-com. I would just say that it's a romance or a drama.
Yeah, I guess I guess it's funny, but it is
the first two are more.
It's more cerebral. Like you're not going to sit down and put that on and be like, oh, let's relax. It's like you're kind of like in it the whole time.
Yeah, you're not going to like giggle and like daydream about like your love.
But, yeah, you're right.
I would
right.
love it's to like rewatch those now. Yeah,
but those. Wow, man, have I had a
so
cry.
The
first movie, so the first movie Before Sunrise is Ethan Hawke meets a girl on a train. He's on his way to Vienna and she's on her way to Paris and he convinces her to get off the train with him he doesn't have a hotel room and his flight's the next day and they basically wander the city like till before sunrise. Mm-hmm. And they just feel into each other and it's like this amazing connection, but it's also like such a connection that it probably isn't realistic, right? Mm-hmm. And then like them saying bye is like so intense. So whatever. I told you guys about this guy I was seeing. I didn't. I cut off communication with him for 3 weeks, uninvited him to my birthday. He's in this like emerging boy band and we met for dinner and it was like the chemistry is like so insane that it was like nothing had stopped and there was like eye gazing and mm-hmm. we had like a great dinner and eventually we were like catching up about my birthday and them shooting their first music video and then he towards the end of dinner he like sits next to me, we're like making out in the restaurant. I love PDA. Oh, he loves PDA and it was like so just fiery and then I basically tell him like how I like still. Okay. Before this, he asked me if I was dating it. I asked him if he was dating anyone because I was curious. And he said, not really. And he was like, are you? And I said, not really. And then towards the end of dinner, I was like, so I would still like to like have you in my life. And I think I told you guys, I sort of am trying to, now that I'm 34, be more open to different types of relationships and things that I've never tried. And I was like, can I, knowing that this guy's like younger and
my resting bitch face came off hilarious.
Is it wait, so wasn't intense?
It didn't wait, even clip me.
Andrea, we need a clip.
Zoom in.
She was focusing on your story and wasn't looking like the way she looked in the camera. So she's like,
damn, okay. Ashley hates okay. this.
Continue. No.
So, you know, I was like, can I have this like amazing romantic container with this person and, you know, have boundaries that like work for me, but still be open to finding my person in life, right? Whether that's like, let's just
Lauren
mutually.
Lauren, laugh later.
I feel like I have the giggles in class right now.
You have what? Giggles in
you
what?
You know, like when you're in the class. When you're in the classroom and you can't stop giggling because you're not allowed to giggle.
Wait, okay, I love that term. I have giggles in class right now.
Okay.
That's also a good name for the episode.
Yeah.
So in my head, I was like, okay, I know I don't want to have sex with someone who's having sex with other people. And I'm like, maybe we just have sex with each other, but are like open to dating other people. And if someone meets someone serious, then it's, you know, we'd have a conversation about it. Or we like could potentially still hang out and not have sex, you know?
That's always a fun thing to try.
I've never tried it.
Have a one-day relationship, a Netflix one-day relationship, where your sexual attention in that case lasts about 12 years.
Ooh, that's nice.
Well, that's before sunrise, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyways, he basically was like, you know, I've been doing a lot of therapy and you guys are going to die when I talk. He's like, I've been doing a lot of therapy and there was so much that I repressed as a child and like, I'm letting it out now, like creatively. And I just feel like I'm at a time where I just like, don't want rules and we're about to move. So, I don't want to like give away like where he lives, but you guys are going to die. This is a universe cosmic joke. Actually, let me finish the story and then I'll tell you. So then we go outside, we like make out a little more. We're smoking cigarettes. And he's like teaching me how to like actually smoke a cigarette. And I finally learned how to actually inhale a cigarette. Like I always pretended like Carrie, but never inhale. No, yeah. I loved it. I like felt the high in my chest and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
I don't
want
you to like smoking.
I liked it. And so we sat on a stoop and he fell. Ashley's such a mom. Let me live. Okay. So then he starts really feeling into me and he's like, are you... like, how do you feel right now? He's like, I feel bad, like, you know, like with what I said and da-da-da. And I was like, I feel, and guys, it didn't really derail me. I was like, you know, I feel two different things right now. My ego is like, man, I really wanted this thing that like I want, obviously, but I'm also like, care about you. And I'm so excited for you and you're moving and you just moved to LA and you're like in your 20s. And like, I guess I have to share this part of the cosmic joke in order for this to make sense. For people who've been following, I don't get it since episode one. He's moving into the building my big lived in.
Yeah.
No way.
How funny is the universe?
How old was Big when he lived there?
Same age.
Yeah.
Same age. And that is when we met, was when Big was 23 and he was also emotionally unavailable. And I spent so many of my years, as you know, Ashley, crying. Going to that building. Don't say anything about the building because I don't want to like give away. Yeah. But as you know, I would spend a lot of time at the bottom of that building. And I was like, holy shit. And so I was telling him, I was like, I'm really happy for you because like, I know what it's like to live. You guys know in that area of LA in your 20s when you just first moved.
He's going to go a little wild.
So then I decide that I really want ice cream. And by the way, he looks so hot. We're both wearing jeans, white, like leather jacket. We're both like in black leather jackets and he drives my Jeep to McDonald's to get a McFlurry. I haven't had a McFlurry in a while. I get a FaceTime from two of my friends and I'm in the car and I answer. And Christian, who you guys know is on the podcast, knows of him. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when you're like FaceTiming and you're like pointing towards the person and Christian and my friend Mary, like ask him a couple questions. And then he could tell that they knew of him. And then I hang up, but my phone's plugged into my Jeep and Mary sends like all these fire emojis.
He's so cute. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's popping up like in my Jeep and I'm just kind of like laughing. And then you know how I have a Wrangler so the roof can come off, but I like never have it come off. And he's like, oh my God, this can come off. And I was like, yeah, I've always wanted it to. And we're in the drive-thru and he takes the roof off my Jeep and we like can see the stars. And then I start blasting Cher and people in the parking lot are like dancing to Cher. And it's just like, it's like a lot. And then all of a sudden, as we approach the window to get our McFlurries, he was like, hey, can we turn the music down? He's like, I'm feeling like this is like a lot. He's like, I feel like this is like a lot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, of course. And like, we get our McFlurries. And I was like, what's going on? And he's like, I don't know. He's like, I didn't, you know, you told me not to talk to you for like 3 weeks. Like, I didn't go to your birthday. And then I thought we were having dinner for you to say bye to me. Mm-hmm. But you said you want me in your life. And now we're making out and your friends know me. And like now it's just like I'm feeling like it's like a lot. And I'm like, okay. So we drive up to Mulholland Drive to eat our McFlurries. And we parked there, and this is why it felt so like Before Sunrise cinematic. It was like, I've never done this with someone, but it was like seats back and it felt so Americana. And I had like pillows and blankets in my trunk that I always have. And like, we're seeing the stars through the roof and we're like in leather jackets and like people are in other cars, like making out. And I'm like eating a McFlurry, right? With like this guy that I haven't, honestly, the last time I felt this intensity, I feel like. Compatibility sexually, mentally, and emotionally was probably with Big, which is funny. Like, oh, I could fucking like marry this person. Anyways, yeah. So then we're like making out and stuff. And then he tells me, he's like, you know, I definitely, you know, don't want to be in a relationship right now. Oh, no. Then I could tell that something's sort of obviously off with him. So I start feeling into him and I'm like, what are you thinking about right now? And basically he was like, when we stopped talking, I started hooking up with someone else and she doesn't want anything and I don't want anything, but I wanted you to know that like I ended up, you know, getting, obviously have like feelings for her and like she's about to travel anyway now. He's like, but I just wanted to share that with you and it's just making me feel like so confused. And so then I like understood. And in my head, I was like, why don't you tell me at dinner when we were talking about like who we were dating? And he was like, because I thought you were going to say, I thought.
He's like, why would I disclose this if you're just going to say bye? Like, I don't need to tell you that. Yeah,
totally. So we left the night like listening to like Mr. Tambourine Man by like Bob Dylan. And like, it was so like the end of The Graduate, you know, we were just driving home and two people are like quiet and just so confused. And so then, and then I told him at dinner about the movie, The Idea of You, and how I have the opportunity to go see it early this week in 2 days. And I was like, I think we kind of agreed we should see it together and be funny, but I never really gave him the details of like which day and like which time, but it seemed like he'd be down. But we haven't really spoken since that dinner, and I really just don't want, I think I told you guys, any expectations. But I went away this weekend in nature and I like cried and I wrote poems and I was like, what do I want to release in this eclipse? And it's really like, he came into my life for such a beautiful reason. And I think the universe is like, do you really want to spend, you know what I mean? Like the fact that it's in the same building, it's like, it's so.
Yeah, like you want to relive this another 10
years.
Yeah,
it's like, do you want to relive this thing that it's not going to be.
Yeah.
This isn't your person. Oh, I didn't tell you guys. So the next day I had an astrology reading already on my calendar that was gifted to me for my birthday. And I had gotten his coordinates, like time of born and all.
Oh yeah,
things.
I remember you.
And I was
him.
Like,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is perfect. I have an astrology reading. I'll have them look it up because this connection feels so intense for me. And the guy, I highly recommend him. I'm just gonna shout him out. He's not paying me for this, but his name's Daryl Gaines, and he was fucking amazing. And he was like, you know, Andre Leon Talley energy, like the guy that was like Anna Wintour's right hand man. At Vogue.
Oh, yes.
He does like that energy. And he was like, honey, he's like, you are, he's like, and I hate to say this. He goes, oh, I hate to say this. Like, it was so dramatic. Like, just imagine me like crying.
Yeah. You're like, what?
He's like, you are profoundly compatible. He's profoundly. He goes, the sexual energy of this chart, the mental energy, you respect each other emotionally, like everything. You're both artists, all this stuff, but you are on different trains, honey. You know, he's like, he's trying to get to where you're already living in your career, which like, but he was like, but if you were 90 and he was 80 and you walked by him on the sidewalk, he said, we would feel the exact same way. And
yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Interesting.
So of course I'm like, fuck my life. So yeah, I think what I'm about to release in 2 hours and what I decided this weekend is that I don't want to make decisions anymore. Like, you guys know how in the past I just have so much anxiety that
just
I'm like, I can't talk to you anymore.
To
don't talk to
happens.
Me. Bye. Yeah. And I'm like, I was out in nature and I'm like, nature's biggest lesson to me is that it never rushes in a hurry. Everything always happens. Let things. So I don't know if I'll ever see him again. I don't know if he'll come with me to see the movie, but what I do know is I want to release my neediness for answers and my neediness for another person's energy and be more realistic so I can call in my soulmate and like really love myself. But you guys, So I'm done sort of with that anxiousness of like not hearing from someone and it derailing my day.
Totally.
And my energy. And yeah, that's my big eclipse lesson. But it's been hard and I've been crying a lot. And like, he's the fucking greatest human. But I don't know. We'll see.
I think that's a good decision.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at. Yeah. My decision is no decision and life will just run its course.
And that literally makes the decision for you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, exactly.
It'll tell you exactly what the situation was.
Right. Yeah, you just he will let you know. You don't have to ask. You never have to ask because they will show you.
And
also just
fully out
there. He's just the hardest lesson. I'm so proud of myself for always putting myself out there, but it's just so fucking hard. And yeah, he was.
It's not
he
like
was
you can
probably
say,
the
like,
hottest
oh, I should've.
Lesson.
The hottest lesson to learn.
And I LOL at the fact that like you just like made eye contact with him in a bar.
I know. You're like, I just brushed up against him.
It's just so funny how like life, exactly. It was this party that I didn't even want to walk in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let me just do a lap. And it's people just come into our lives. And maybe the universe was just like, you need to learn this one last time and like choose yourself.
Yeah.
But like, it's so hard. It's so hard. When I think what it is too, is like, obviously at that age and in Before Sunset, Julie's character says this, Celine, but she's like, when you're so young, you think you have infinite options, you know? Mm-hmm. And then when you get older, like our age, which I totally feel, is you realize that to connect with someone on three of those levels is so rare. Mm-hmm. But it also, yeah, I don't know. That's all I have to say, I guess.
Well, you,
very good
introspective work.
Yeah. Cause I would tell you to do the exact same thing, but you did decide it yourself.
Yeah.
I was going to say, leave them on red and then you'll be married.
No.
okay.
All right. Well,
you got to keep us updated. Maybe he'll, you know, reach out and you will go to the screening with him. But
premiere. But I'm also like, I don't need to see it with him. You know?
Absolutely.
I'm like releasing all neediness. Yeah. And yeah.
Well, I wish you a happy eclipse.
Thank
you. From the safety of your bathroom.
I'll see you on the other side.
See you on the other side.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I don't get it. Podcast.